back. You're listening to Executive Leaders Radio. This is your host, Herb Cohen, and we'd like to introduce Christian Hoyt, president of PayUSA. Christian, what is PayUSA? What are you guys doing?
We're a local payroll service provider. Our model is going to change into human capital management.
Mm-hmm. And how large or how small, how many clients do you guys have?
We have 1,200 clients in the Delaware Valley. Uh-huh. And 12 employees.
1,200 clients, 12 employees. And Frank, you're next.
Christian, I'm wondering, how young were you when you first started making money?
So my first job was when I was 13, washing dishes and making orange juice for a restaurant up in the summer.
Orange juice? How'd you get started in orange juice?
They just needed some, it was a job no one wanted. And I like orange juice anyway, so I thought it was a lot of fun. I remember that I was so good at that, they were like, they had to tell me to stop making orange juice because not that many people wanted as much orange juice as I was making.
So you're not afraid to do stuff that other people don't want to do, and you're also pretty obsessive about doing it once you get started. Is that true?
I would say for sure that's a good idea.
How's that helped build this organization, PayUSA, the fact that you're willing to do whatever it takes and do it with passion?
I think when you're involved with your own business, you have to be, you know, dedicated like that. Otherwise, it's not going to succeed. So when I was really young, mm-hmm. it was really important to be just always there.
Drew?
You started a business at a young age. I think it was called College Construction. What did you learn from that experience?
I learned a lot, actually, because I wasn't the best businessman at that point. We actually, one summer, we grossed $15,000, and I think it made about $500. So you learn a lot by, you know, trying to manage employees. In fact, I had more employees then than I have now. But I wasn't very good at managing them, and I wasn't very good at, you know, bidding things, stuff like that.
And what was the impact? You know, what do you bring today to work that you learned, you learned back then?
That a lot of the stuff that you, it's helpful to do a lot of the things that you're asking other people to do first without just asking them to do it without you knowing anything about it.
Yep. Jeffrey?
In terms of dedication and drive, I remember you saying something about your mom really, really pushed you. Tell us about your mom and what you take from mom to work every day.
Yeah, my mom was very focused on education, and she really pushed us to succeed. My family, you know, we were all kind of compelled to go to good colleges and do well in school. And while that was very frustrating growing up as a young person when you were never good enough, it does push you, drive you, and gives you the focus to recognize that education is the secret to getting where you want to go.
As a leader of this firm, what is she whispering in your ear when you're facing a tough decision?
Just keep moving forward, because that's what she always did. You know, I remember when she unfortunately died of cancer when she was 70, and her regret was just not another day, just one more day to see the grandchildren, to see everybody. And so, you know, appreciate what you have.
Matthew?
Yeah, Christian, how long did that dishwasher / making orange juice job last?
So it lasted a couple of years. And then my third season, one of the chefs came in and he was not in the right frame of mind. And he decided to send me out on the front, in front of the restaurant, on just on the street, and at 6:30 in the morning, and try to solicit business, which is an unusual thing to do for a restaurant. And a local carpenter came by and he said, you know, you want to do something different. And that got me started in the kind of odd jobs realm and got me out of the restaurant business.
Wait a minute. Did you jump right from the dishwasher and orange juice job to the odd job / construction job?
Yeah. So he hired me and I went out and started working as a carpenter's apprentice within the week. Because I was like, get to work outside. It was wonderful. Of course, I had a bike 14 miles each way, but I didn't care.
Was that like a scary thing when you were making the switch from one to the other? I mean, how do you just, you know, is that, what does that tell us about you that you just dropped one and moved on to the other job like that?
Well, I mean, I think it was a better opportunity. Let me take it that way. So it wasn't that hard to make that decision, but I do think it's something about, I'm about taking risks that served me well. In some cases, I've been fortunate to have a CEO that makes sure I don't take too many risks.
Mm-hmm. Pat,
I need to have.
What was it like growing up with a father that was a business owner?
It was wonderful. You know, first of all, really built an entrepreneurial spirit in me. But, you know, he came to all my sporting events. Even my first wrestling match in college, he drove 8 hours, came to the wrestling match, and then went back. And I'm like, it's wonderful. Obviously, I had that loyalty as a father, but also that he had the free time to be able to do that.
And what does that mean to you?
Well, I was able to go see all my children participate in all their sports. And what it means is just there's a little bit of freedom that you can modify, you know, good for family first while also having a career.
Mm-hmm. Shannon?
Christian, you mentioned your kids. What have they taught you that has helped make you a better president at PayUSA?
I think that one of the things that's interesting, they're twins, but they were born very prematurely. They're both born less than 2 pounds. And so my one son has struggled with them. He has mild cerebral palsy. So it's been interesting to see the dynamic between the two of them and, you know, how much that one that actually has the slight disability really pushes and is so much more, to a certain extent, dedicated than his other brother who has no problems.
And how's that affecting you? How's that affecting your building this business?
I think business is about, you know, commitment and loyalty and dedication. And it's fun to see those traits in your children, if it's only one of them right now. But mm-hmm. I'm hoping the other one will come mm-hmm.
Frank? Around.
So, Christian, at PayUSA, you're running a second-generation family business. I'm curious, do your clients stay with you for a long time?
Yeah, we've been fortunate to have very loyal clients. In fact, our first client, one of my first clients, my father picked up in 1969, is still a client to this day.
Whoa, time out. 1969, your first client, and they're still with you?
Absolutely. Yeah, it's a wonderful opportunity.
Why do clients stay? What does that say about you and your firm?
I think one of the things that works well for us as a firm is that you're able to talk to my staff or communicate with me at any point. Communication is always what I think the most important part of a successful service business.
Mm-hmm. Jeffrey?
So why go work for a family business where you could get a job with IBM or Honeywell or Lockheed Martin? Why go into this family business, Christian, at the beginning of your career?
Well, I was actually going to be a history teacher. That's my first love. But my father was having problems, and I was the only child that was, sucker enough to join him at the time. And as soon as I got in, I fell in love. So,
what are you most proud of that you've created in this enterprise?
One of the things I think is great is that my father's 90, and it's fun to be able to have something kind of live on for him and provide for him so that, you know, he has like a lifelong pension. That was my buyout contract with him. And so he's just lived a comfortable retirement without having to worry about anything. And that makes me proud.
Uh-huh. Earlier, you mentioned that you have a CEO that grounds you and that you're an idea guy. How young were you when you started coming up with ideas? How young?
Well, it's interesting. When I first started, I had all these different ideas, and it was just my father and myself. And it wasn't until we hired this woman in 1995 that it really helped, because you needed a differing voice in the room. My father and I always saw eye to eye, but that was not always the best business model. You need someone that's going to say, "Yeah, not so much." And in most cases, more times than not, she's right and I'm wrong. But if it wasn't for me, we would never do anything. So it's this great symbiotic relationship that we enjoy.
So you really appreciate other energy. You don't have to be the smartest guy on the team. You like having the different folks around you, the different opinions?
Yeah, well, she wanted the corner office. I gave it to her. So
wait a minute. It says here you're the president and you don't have the corner office?
No, and yeah, she's not. I mean, she's just the COO. So, but she wanted that, and that was more important, and that was not important to me. To me, you know, having employees that are happy, having a happy workplace is what matters. And I don't care that much about a nice office or anything like that. That's not
so you're willing to make sacrifices as the boss for the team.
Absolutely. That's how you have a successful team.
What are you talking about? Tell me more about this.
Well, I think I heard recently this, you know, your company is as good as your unhappiest employee. So, you know, if you have all happy employees and the people that enjoy coming to work, then that's reflected with your staff and with your clients. And that's how you keep clients for 50 plus years.
Wow. And I'm not arguing with you, because you've managed to keep clients for 50 plus years and you've got 1,200 clients and you're growing. You're doing something right. What's the website address of your organization known as PayUSA?
It's payusa.com.
We've been speaking with Christian Hoyt, president of PayUSA, here on Executive Leaders Radio. Jeffrey, could you give us a rundown of who we've had the opportunity of hanging out and interviewing today?
What a great show, Herb. We had Tiffany Wilson, president and CEO of University City Science Center, Ben Drummond, CEO of D2 Integrated Solutions, Eric Rubino, CEO of Energage, and just now Christian Hoyt, president of PayUSA.
I would like to thank my wonderful co-hosts, including Jeff Mack from Newmark Knight Frank, Shannon Lane from Newmark Knight Frank, Drew Hanlon, Pat Riley, USI, Frank Hennessy, Premier Planning, and Matthew Shapiro from Obermeyer, for giving me a hand structuring the questions, hopefully providing our listening audience an educational and entertaining show, I hope. I'd like to thank our listening audience for listening. Otherwise, we wouldn't have a radio show. Don't forget to visit our website. It's executiveleadersradio.com. That's executiveleadersradio.com to learn more about our executive leaders. Thank you for joining us today. Have a nice day. Bye-bye.